Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Our guest today is Alejandra Brady, and she wrote a book called I Just Can't Make This Bleep Up. Today, you're going to be invited to ask the universe what your true purpose is. Today, you're going to be invited to ask your guides how you can be of service. That's what Alejandra did. And it led to this book and many other adventures. Alejandra is an interior designer who now incorporates feng shui in her practice, and she didn't see that coming either. Alejandra, I have to say, your name is like mine. I'm Casey Morabito. You're Alejandra Brady. I have to ask, how did you get that name?
Well, Alejandra is what I was born. I was adopted as an infant, and I was raised right on the border with Mexico. So my real name, or I guess my full name is, you know, Alejandra Margarita González Verduzco, and then I married a Brady.
Oh my gosh. Is that any part of your story at all?
It is. It's a part of the book because the book is about, you know, me and my spiritual journey and certainly dealing with all this stuff that came up after the adoption stuff. You know, it's all part of it.
All
it's
right.
A big part of it, because whether or not we know it, and I had amazing parents who raised me, but all children who are adopted have some subconscious trauma, you know, and rejection and abandonment issues. And so it was all stuff that I needed to work through as I worked through my spiritual journey. So, yes.
I can't imagine that it would be any other way.
Right. It's just part of it, you know, and it doesn't matter if you've got a great situation or a not so great situation, or if you were like me who never had that little nudge to go find your biological parents because I was very happy, or if you're somebody who had that hole and felt like they needed to find them, we all still have some version of trauma just from, you know, the adoption itself and what the adoption represents, right? Somebody giving you away and not wanting you or not being able to keep you, and then somebody else, you know, coming in and taking over.
Yeah. So. No, I think about this stuff all the time. I know a lot of people who have had, you know, this similar upbringing. And I wonder, like, you know, energetically speaking, you belong to two different worlds.
I do. You want to know something really, really interesting? So my biological family on my mother's side found me when I was 40. And then my biological father's family found me when I was 50. But when I met my biological mother, she told me what she named me. She had me in the hospital room with her for 3 days, and she named me Cassandra. And then my parents named me Alejandra. Well, as I was doing research for the book, just to understand what my name meant, they both named me the same name. It's actually the same name. And it means helper of mankind. So talk about two different worlds, but yet I was destined to be this person, right?
Right. And yes, I have chills on my chills, and you just can't make this stuff up. All right.
Nope, you can't.
Tell us when you knew you had to write the book.
I was in the middle of a meditation, and I was very, very sincerely asking what my purpose was moving forward. I had turned 50. I had gone through a very unexpected, very traumatic cervical fusion, so I was recovering from a very serious surgery. Our son had just moved to Chicago after graduating from college, so he was starting his own life. So we were truly, truly empty nesters at this point, right? He wasn't coming home anymore in between years in college. And I just asked, you know, what is my purpose? I had started studying feng shui. I was an interior designer, and I wanted to know what I was supposed to do with my life moving forward. How was I supposed to incorporate all this? And I am very clairaudient. And for those who may not know what that is I am very, I hear messages. You know, some people can see people who've passed. I can do that too. But my strongest gift is clairaudience. So I hear messages that are divinely guided, you know, by my guides. So when I asked the question, I literally got an answer. It was a man's voice. And he said in my right ear, you're going to write a book. And I just said, no, thank you. I have no interest in writing a book. I literally have zero interest in writing a book about my life or anything, you know, because my first thought was, what the hell am I writing a book on, you know? And so I just said, no, thank you. And when I sat down to meditate the next day, I asked the same question. I got the same answer. 5 days in a row, I got the same answer. And finally, I just surrendered and I said, okay, great. What am I writing a book on? And I got told to just start writing down what was happening to me, you know, moving through this journey, and to go back in time and kind of think through what had happened up until that point in time and start to connect the dots of my life so that I could see how this whole thing was unfolding. And so that's what I did. It took me a minute. It took me at least 2 years, 2 to 2.5 years to write it, because I really fought it for quite some time. I just didn't want to put myself out there. But in the end, my hope is that the people that this book reaches and the people that this book touches are the ones that need it. And I feel confident that it will be. And those who are going through spiritual journeys and who may feel alone or may feel like they're crazy, right? Because when somebody hears me say, oh, I heard a voice and they're telling me to go write a book, I mean, it sounds a little crazy. So those of us that have been through it understand. And I want to help those who are going through it, who perhaps don't understand yet, understand that this is a very normal part of a spiritual awakening.
You know, there are people who meditate and wait and listen and meditate and wait and listen, and they want so much to hear the voice. You hear the voice and you say, yeah, no, thank you.
I did. I said it a couple of times. When I hired a feng shui practitioner to come to my home to help me get ready for the surgery, she told me in my house, within 10 minutes of her getting to my house, that I was going to be doing this as part of what I did for a living. And I said no thank you to her too. So spirit has a way of getting through to me. So now when they tell me that I'm supposed to be doing something, because I also have like the only feng shui card deck out there, like an oracle card deck. So when they told me to do that, I stop arguing. Now I'm just like, all right, well then send me the help I need to get this done. And in 3 weeks, that one was done. So I listen now and I move forward with very intentional, purposeful action. And life is easier.
We're talking to Alejandra Brady. The book is You Can't Make This Stuff Up, Overcoming Fear and Accepting My Spiritual Gifts. A book of outrageous synchronicities, astonishing occurrences. How can this help us in our life? How can your synchronicities help us in our life?
What I have found, because the book has been out for a little over 2 years, is that people reach out to me from all over the world with DMs constantly and tell me that it has helped them on their journey. It has helped them not feel so alone, you know, because even the people with the best of intentions, when you are going through something like this, they don't know what to do with you. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean they don't know what to do with you. I came home from my very first past life regression and told my husband, and to long story, very short, the gist of the entire experience at the regression was for me to use my voice to tell my story, to open myself up and share it with others. And the first thing that my husband said is, but you're not going to say this to anybody, right? Because they're going to think you're crazy. And I'm like, oh my God. So even those who love you and want the best for you get nervous when they see how things are unfolding as you're going through a spiritual journey of sorts, you know, whoever is. And so that is who this is for.
Can you tell us about some of the synchronicities?
I heard a voice telling me to go to Sedona. I did not know what Sedona was at the time. I didn't know where it was. And I got up that morning and I went to a shopping area here in Tampa that's a beautiful little outdoor shopping area called Hyde Park. And I was walking down the sidewalk and this girl came up to me that I had not seen in 10 years, literally 10 years. And she's like, hi, how are you? How's it going? And she gave her a hug and she goes, so have you been to Sedona? I just came back from Sedona. You need to go to Sedona. This is 4 or 5 hours after I got the word Sedona in my ear. Within the next 24 hours, I've been told 3 times. To go to Sedona. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, this is weird. So I came home, talked to my husband about it. He had the same question. Where is it? We looked it up. We saw it. We went that weekend to visit our son in Chicago. I told him about it. He goes, well, do they have good golf? He's like, I don't know. In the desert somewhere. I really don't know. So we left him on a Sunday. That following Thursday, he sent us a listing for a house for sale in Sedona. Saturday morning over coffee, my husband and I decided we should probably go. Flew out the following Thursday, shopped Friday and Saturday for houses, found it Sunday morning, bought it. 10 days later, I had a home in Sedona, and that ended up being where we went for the majority of the pandemic and where the book was written.
Wow. Okay. Is that house still part of your life?
No. We were there over 2 years during the pandemic, and just the way I got told to buy it, I got told to sell it. And so I just looked at my husband as we're living there full time, and I'm like, we got to go. And he trusted, and he just said, okay, it sold in 48 hours for over double what we paid for it, all in cash, 10-day closing, and we moved back to Tampa because that's where I was told to go back to. We literally could have gone anywhere because we can both work from anywhere. We were asked and told to come back here, and we came back. It's turning into quite the wild ride these days.
Alejandra, can everybody live this way, connected to that voice?
I think if they are open to it, yes. I feel everybody has gifts. I don't feel we all have the same gifts. I feel that we all have different gifts. How boring if we all had the exact same thing, right? But I feel very strongly that we all have the gifts. It's a question of being open to hearing or feeling or seeing or smelling, you know, whatever your gift is and however it's going to come in for you. But just being open to the fact that there is so much out there that is so much bigger than us. And if we think we have it all figured it out, and if we think we can just quote from books and, you know, this is the way it is, I just think you're shortchanging yourself. I really, truly, at almost 57, try and have a beginner's mind every day. We just came back from Egypt, and, you know, everything you think you know is turned upside down when you're there, and you're physically faced with the realities of these structures. And it's like, there is no way that this was built the way they said it was built. Like, it's just physically not possible. So I just try and live my life now with a beginner's mind. And I think if you really do that, and you ask how you can be of service, right? It wasn't about just, hey, what am I going to do for my life that benefits me? It's like, what is my purpose? What am I here to do? And you will be told. I feel very strongly you will be told, you will be led. And then the next step is to listen to that, right? Because you could listen and say, no, thank you, just like I did. If they want you to do it, they're going to keep pounding you until you do it. So,
okay, two questions. Who is the they that wants you to do it?
For me, the they starts with source, God, universe, whatever that means to you, whatever higher power feels like the right thing for you. I personally feel it's all the same. Everyone may have a different view of that. For me, the they is also, you know, the archangels, angels, spirit guides, deceased loved ones, my parents. My mom gave me all the chapter titles to the book after she passed. So I feel very strongly that my team, I love to call them my team, is always around me and always guiding me. When I ask for their help, I get it. You know? And I do that before any time I'm interviewed. I do it. I'm like, please let what comes through me be what your audience needs to hear, because it's not just about me, right? I'm the channel for whatever it is that your audience needs to hear that's going to make a difference for them.
Beautiful, beautiful. It's wonderful to have all that support too on the other side or whatever, wherever they are.
I love it. I think it's so much fun. My husband's dad sends us dimes. So I'll be, you know, walking. We were just in Aspen, walking down a mountainside, and a pile of quarters was in the middle of the field. And everybody just looks at me. I'm like, yeah, that's just Tuesday for me.
Wow. How do we develop beginner's mind?
I think by being open. You really, the first step is you have to acknowledge that we know a lot less than we all think we know. It's just so much more vast out there. Past, present, and future tense. There's just so much that we don't know. And if we walk around thinking that we know everything, you're never going to have a beginner's mind, right? So the first thing I had to come to terms with was I know nothing. And I certainly know a lot less than I thought I did. You know, we all got told certain things for just Egypt because I was just there. And you get there and you're standing in front of the structure and you're like, yeah, no, not at all what I thought I knew. And you just have to be able to be humble enough to accept that too, right? Because we all like to walk around thinking that we've got it all figured out. And when you walk around and realize that you don't, that's when things are going to start opening up because you're curious.
Yeah.
And anything that you're curious about, I'd say, you know, that's them nudging you to look into it. Like feng shui with me, I had no idea I would be doing feng shui as a part of my work. You know, and that I was going to be doing consultations all over the world. But I started becoming curious. And as I became more curious, the teacher showed up. The teacher showed up, said I should be doing it. I signed up. I got certified. And here we are. So it all starts with being curious and being open.
Ah, I understand. I wasn't sure before when you said the woman came in your house and told you you'd be doing this. I didn't realize she came to your house to do feng shui and she said you're going to be doing feng shui.
Yes, and I said no. Just like I said no to the book, I go, no, I have no interest in it. Just help me get ready for this surgery. Like, you know, I don't want to learn feng shui. I just want you to tell me what to do to get my room ready to recover. Right. And I had blinders on, right? And then 6 months later, after implementing everything that she told us to do in our home, my husband and I were, you know, sitting outside having a glass of wine, and he's like, you need to be doing this for your clients. I'm like, I need to be doing this for my clients. So I reached back out to her and studied and became certified and added that. So again, but it was that little nudge. And then I followed it. So anything that you're curious about, interested in, that might be where your path is leading you. You just need to pay attention to what's coming up for you, especially if it keeps getting repeated like Sedona did with me. And then go see what's going on. And, you know, you don't have to be as crazy as I am and go buy a house in 10 days. But that is where we lived during the pandemic, and that is where the book got written. So there was a purpose for my being there.
Do you think these instructions that you're given, like Sedona, they give you Sedona once, twice, three times, you're like, okay, I'll bite. And then you went off and wrote your book. If you had refused all of that and just pushed that aside and continued to live your life, not paying attention to these nudges, do you think that assignment would have been given to somebody else?
That's a really interesting question. I don't know. Perhaps.
Okay.
Because I do think that there are a lot of people that get this information and choose not to move forward with it, and that's okay too. You know, what I have are bloodline gifts, which means our son has them too, and he's looked at me and he said, I'm just not ready to deal with all this. And that's okay. You know, so perhaps it would have been given to someone else. Perhaps it would have just been so insistent that at some point I had no choice. I don't know. That's a really interesting question.
And do you think everybody has a purpose, like on this level?
100%. Yes, I do. I really do think that everybody has a purpose on this level. But not everybody will get to it in this lifetime. You
that
know,
makes sense.
I think we all have it. It's just whether or not we've listened and whether or not we choose to move forward with it. But yes, I do think we all come in with our soul mission and our soul purpose. And then it's up to us, right? Because there is free will. I can say no. I can choose not to do something, as everyone can.
Tell me about this feng shui card deck. What am I doing with this?
Oh, it's fun. It's called, this one you can say on air. It's called, What Should I Feng Shui Today? And both the book and the card deck are on Amazon or my website, so it's easy to find them. The card deck I downloaded in 3 weeks. And again, I was recovering. I had shingles all over my face. So they like to do this for me when I don't listen. The cervical fusion stopped me in my tracks. The shingles stopped me in my tracks. So this is why I say, now I just say, okay, what do you want me to do and tell me how to do it so that I don't get to this point?
Right.
Because I do find that a lot of people who have these spiritual awakenings, a lot of time it's after a pretty significant physical event for them. And I'm sure when you've interviewed people, you know that too. So the deck is not as woo-woo as the rest of our conversation has been. Even my son likes to say that. He goes, I love it. It's practical, you know, and he's a math guy. So he likes to understand. It is a way to work with me without working with me. If you are not ready for me to do a one-on-one with you, if it doesn't interest you to do a one-on-one, but you want to dive and dip your toes into feng shui and work on your home energetically, then my deck has 77 cards. And once you go through all the cards, you've literally touched every space in your home, including your front entrance to your garage, to your attic, to your basement, all of it. And it just helps you shift the energy in your home so that it is more aligned for you. And when your energy in your home is aligned, opportunities show up. So it's all about creating a beautiful balance and a harmony in your home and inviting in the opportunities that are meant for you to come into your home. So back to me, it wasn't until after I worked with feng shui in my house that the meditation started, that these things started happening to me because I shifted the energy in my house to align it for my highest and greatest good. My husband's, our pets at the time, you know, and then the opportunities were able to start showing themselves.
Okay, I got it. What should we do now, Alejandra? Now that we know this new stuff you're teaching us, what's our next step?
Your next step could be to take a look at your own house. If you just want to start from a very practical point of view, go stand outside your front door. And the front door is, whether it's a house or in an apartment, it's whatever you have control over, right? So it's not the front door to your apartment building, but it's the front door to your apartment. It's the front door to your room if you only have a room. Stand at the front of that. Act like it's your first time there. Act like you're a guest. And take a look and see how you feel, you know, and what changes you may need to make to perhaps have it feel better. How is the doormat? Are the lights burnt out? Is it in good shape? Are things sticking? A lot of times when I have clients and they tell me they're stuck in life or stuck in their career, their door hardware is sticky. If so, repair everything I just talked about. You know, add some fresh plants to call in energy to your front door. Again, if you're in an apartment, you don't really have the ability to do that, but you can add a plant as soon as you walk into your front door. There's so much you can do. My Instagram has literally over 1,000 posts at this point in time of completely free stuff like this that can kind of help guide you, you know, as to what you can do to bring in that energy and alignment into your home. And then who knows, you know, that can open up the door to so many other possibilities.
She is Alejandra Brady, and her website is alejandrabrady.com. I am going to look into these feng shui cards because I've told you 1,000 times I live in a tiny little house, but August is so unusual in my house because the three dogs and the cat, which I adore with my whole heart and soul, you know, they shed so much in August. And then it's humid in August, so it's like I have pet hair sticking to everything. Not to mention the chicken feathers that come in the house when I forget to leave my chicken shoes on the steps. It's just a nightmare. But I'm going to give this a try. I'm going to straighten things up. I'm going to invite in new possibilities, and I am entirely requesting a team like Alejandra's. I want that whole team. Can't we all just use some support like that? Alejandra Brady, I just can't make this bleep up, overcoming fear and accepting my spiritual gifts. And like she said, anybody who's gone through a spiritual journey, you get it. You start following your intuition, to put it very simply. Hi, it's Casey. You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. And I am so grateful for this time I get to spend with you. Looking forward to spending a whole weekend with you, August 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That is just about filled up. Just about. I'm sure we could squeeze in another bed or two. The Shine On Summer Retreat is at Merriandale Retreat Center in Ossining. It's right on the Hudson. Yes, we have a beautiful pool that we can use and nature trails and a beautiful view of the Hudson River where we will sit down and enjoy a sunset or two in silence. We've got all sorts of wonderful things planned for you. So I do hope you'll look into that and see if you can join us. Meanwhile, the Sunday market on the river continues monthly. We've got one August 4th. Weather permitting, you can always check letitshineonline.com. And what I'm happiest about this summer is that free yoga continues every Sunday on the river in Verplank at Cortland Waterfront Park. It's a free 10 a.m. yoga class, and that is a gift from Let It Shine. Let It Shine is the foundation that I started 4 years ago when I asked the universe, hey, you need me to do anything for you? And now I'm chasing this beautiful machine. I hope you are chasing something beautiful this summer, or just relaxing and enjoying all the beauty the universe has to offer. I feel the Olympics have been, at times, a peaceful respite from the craziness of the world. And I also feel the more time we spend together like this creates more opportunity for our spirits to bring in more peace. Now, our thought for the day, in honor of Alejandra Brady, the feng shui interior designer who invites us to get our house in order to bring in higher opportunities, we have a quote from Karen Kingston, who said, every aspect of your life is anchored energetically in your living space, so clearing clutter can completely transform your entire existence. My friends, I have got some work to do. See you soon. Shine on.